Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Samia. How may I assist you?
Is this Vainglorious?
Depending on the company or the charge you're referring to, sir, we are a third party, so I would have to have an account up.
I'm sorry, what does that exactly mean?
We are a third party, so just bear with me this one brief moment. Your first and last name would be?
John Catalic.
And that billing address for security purposes, please, Mr. John.
6395 Southeast 42nd Court.
All righty, and that's Ocala, Florida?
Yes.
All righty, reviewing the account shows that there was a contest that was entered to win an iPad. I'm back on the 5th of this month. Do you recall entering that contest?
No.
Okay. Could someone in your household possibly enter the contest or the iPad?
There's only one person in this household, and that's me.
Okay. So we do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. We'll provide it to your local authorities to have whomever prosecuted. I'm going to cancel this account and get you connected over to the fraud department, all right?
Well, I just called my credit card company, and they referred this to their fraud department.
Right.
So,
I understand that you call your credit card fraud department, but you have to call the company of that charge fraud department. So that's why I'm getting you connected over to our fraud department, all right?
So what is the company exactly?
We are ByteHub.
Spell it.
B-I-T-E-H-U-B.
B-I-T-E. H.
U.
U. V. U. V.
He is in boy.
Byte Hub.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
Yes, sir. Well, give me one brief moment to get you connected over.
Okay.
One moment. One moment. They have to get that supervisor available for you.
They're always hard to find.
Yeah, that is true.
Check the golf course. You might be there.
Alrighty, I do have that supervisor available for you. Just bear with me this one brief moment while I get you transferred over.
Thank you.
No problem.